Welcome back to SIP Northwest Live, presented by Delta Airlines, by Mass Mutual Financial Group, and by Brotherton Cadillac Buick GMC. Now, the voice of Washington Wine, here's Brian Bushlack.
Well, about the only thing as hot as the Washington wine industry is the Oregon wine industry, particularly Southern Oregon. If you have not been to Southern Oregon, those of you across Seattle, Bellevue, and Tacoma joining us on this Sunday afternoon, plan a trip this summer. It's a quick flight on Alaska Airlines, about an hour, a little over an hour, to Medford, about a 20-minute drive to Jacksonville, the gateway to Southern Oregon, and my goodness, the Oregon Winery of the Year, as voted by our friends at Wine Press Northwest, a winery we first featured here 2 years ago. Some great, great people, Dan and Cindy Marka at Danson Vineyards. And I asked Dan to revisit and share their story.
It is a cool story. So we began Danson back in 2012 with the opening of our tasting room, focusing in on Pinot Noir and Chardonnay, and also doing some food pairings as well. And all of our servings are done tableside, so it's a pretty relaxed experience.
How did you and Cindy meet in the first place?
You know, we met, it was a magical meeting. I was in Monterey, and I happened to visit two restaurants on the same day that came recommended by a real estate agent. And on those 2 days at two different restaurants, there was Cindy, and we were married 90 days later.
No kidding. Wow. So that was almost love at first sight, not only of each other, but of wine, right?
Absolutely. It's funny because the initial meeting was pretty casual, but then when I saw her the second time, just literally a half a dozen hours later, it became a bit more serious, and we both had an appreciation for wine and continued to explore, and literally 12 to 13 years later, we found the perfect site.
Now, it's a marriage of wine and, of course, business in the wine industry, and I've spent some time with you. I think what's interesting about your relationship together is you talk about opposites attract. The two of you are very different, and I'm sure that has benefited you in this business, right?
It has, absolutely. I am East Coast raised. She is Southern California raised, and very different people. I'm the type A in the family. She's the type Z. We bounce things off of each other on a regular basis, and when we agree, it tends to be a pretty good idea.
Dan Marka joining us from Danson Vineyards. We're going to tell you about the awards they're winning. And in the meantime, if you're on your mobile device, your phone, visit DansonVineyards.com. That's D-A-N-C-I-N Vineyards.com. The Danson is a mashup of Dan and Cindy. There you go, at Danson Vineyards in sunny Southern Oregon. And when you decided to plant grapes in this region, there are a lot of options in Southern Oregon. You could have gone with many different varietals. Why did you really choose to focus on Pinot Noir?
You know, initially we were looking at planting Barbera and did a lot of research and visited with many growers in the Sierra foothills in California who thought we may have a shot at it here. But come to find out after further research that we just don't have the lengthy growing season, especially on a northeast-facing site that's an average of 1,800 feet in elevation. So met up with a gentleman named Glenn McGordy, who manages Mendocino County and the Anderson Valley AVA, and he basically told us, look, you know, I know your site, I know your area, and if you want to plant an Italian variety there, plant Pinot Noir and call it Pinot Nero. And after further research and in looking at the conditions here, this site is perfectly suited to Pinot Noir. We get shaded out by the forest at about 6 o'clock at night, so we lose that intense heat, and it makes a big difference. We're able to hang our Pinot for extended periods of time, even picking our Pinot after some of the Pinot that we bring down from the Willamette Valley.
Well, there are so many great wineries in Southern Oregon now, and Danson doing the Pinot Noir, I'll tell you what, as good as anybody, perhaps better than some in the Willamette Valley, really worth a trip to Southern Oregon
And if you're heading to Jacksonville, just a short drive down the road to Danson, this setting is spectacular. What a view. And I highly recommend it. One of my favorite tasting rooms and settings in all of the Northwest. And when we come back, more On Location in Southern Oregon as SIP Northwest Live continues across Seattle.